listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. At dawn on the 25th of April 1915, Anzac troops landed at the Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The Anzac Day gunfire breakfast in Rockhampton continues this morning at the Botanic Gardens. Many gathered at the dawn service to pay their respects, former serving Gary Penny opening the dawn service.
For myself, it's a time to respect the brave men and women who have served and continue to serve our nation in times of conflict and war. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of remembrance. It's a day in which I pay my respects to the men who did not come home with me.
Anzac services will continue throughout the morning across central Queensland. Meantime, you'll be able to hear them before you see them. The Royal Australian Air Force will be doing flyby displays across Queensland today, including in Gladstone at 11:30 a.m. flying over Anzac Day Park. A defence spokesperson says RAAF aircrafts are often used for commemorations as a show of respect for the fallen. And a $9 million mental health facility in Brisbane could be the catalyst for more support for veterans and their families. Legacy needs the community to raise the remaining $700,000 needed to build a centre that will provide support for veterans who call emergency services every 16 minutes. Legacy Brisbane CEO Brendan Cox says Legacy House could prove a need for similar facilities in regional areas.
Anzac Day is a really important day in our national calendar, but equally important is for us to act for those who have given their health today, who are living amongst our community and require our support through service to our country.
And in sport, some exciting clashes ahead this weekend in local rugby league. The ladder leaders Emu Park face second-placed Rocky Brothers, who will look to claim the top spot. Elsewhere, Gladstone Brothers will take on last year's champions, the Yeppoon Seagulls, who have yet to secure a win this season.